The Cambridge and District Humane Society is thinking outside the box for its next big fundraiser. Staff, with the support of the board of directors, are in the process of planning a masquerade black tie gala on February 13th at Tapestry Hall. By combining its annual gala with Valentine's Day and Family Day weekend, they're hoping to spread love among residents while ultimately benefiting the animals in their care. "We've always done a gala, but we're at a point it's time for a change. We've been doing the same gala forever," Michelle Gelatli, executive director of the Humane Society, said. "We looked at what would be interesting in the Cambridge area, what haven't we seen, and we got a masquerade ball. If we can tie it into Valentine's Day plus Family Day, maybe that's a really nice romantic getaway." The evening includes a dinner, masks, a photo booth, a silent auction, a wine pull and performances by Leith Quartet and aerial silk performers Articus. It's open to everyone and will feature a singles table that encourages mingling. Proceeds from the event go towards animal medical expenses, along with supporting the shelter's various services such as the Compassion Fund, Emergency Pet Food Bank and the Spay Your Mama program that helps rehome animals after an unplanned litter in exchange for the cost of the spay. The need for funding continues to rise as Gelatli estimates medical costs alone are around $160,000 annually. Of that total, approximately $30,000 is from the Compassion Fund that supplies emergency veterinary care and end-of-life support for families and pets in need. Residents accessing the fund has increased 43% in the last year. The Emergency Pet Food Bank, meanwhile, has served 1,031 cats, 944 dogs and 27 small animals year to date. "We don't have a vet clinic on site. We're very grateful to work with the vet community that we do, but there's still expenses tied to all that we do," Gelatli said. "The animals we're getting in now, they're neglected. They're needing a lot more time and more care. People haven't kept up with the care, so we want to make the world right and do whatever it takes. We do a wraparound service for every animal." When Gelatli started working at the Humane Society in 2019, the medical expenses hovered around $100,000 per year. She believes the current economic climate is partially to blame for the increased demand on the shelter's services as people struggle to make ends meet. "People get caught unexpectedly. It doesn't mean they don't love their animal," Gelatli said. "Sometimes they don't think it's going to cost what it costs them. That's why we started the Compassion Program, to try and help with these one-time emergency situations." When people walk into the gala next month, Gelatli hopes to put a smile on their face while helping to educate them on the important cause they're supporting. "Romance, excitement," she said of the atmosphere they're going for. "I want them to be able to come into a place that's an experience. It's different. It takes you to another place." Tickets are $250 for VIP, which includes an hour reception, or $175 for general admission and can be purchased at the shelter or by e-transfer to exec.director@cambridgehumanesociety.org. Sponsorship packages are also available.